Be quiet. 闭上嘴。In the days of the Depression, it was very hard to get a job. 在大萧条的日子里，找个工作非常困难。Joe was an out-of-mission gym athlete who had just luckily gotten a position in a zoo. 退休的体操运动员乔非常幸运的在一个动物园找到一份工作。He was told that the zoo's most popular attraction had been a gorilla, which had died suddenly. 他被告知，动物园里最吸引人的大猩猩忽然死掉了。The keeper feared that attendance at the zoo would fall, so Joe had to dress up as the gorilla until another one came. 老板担心参观的人数会因此下降，所以在新的猩猩到来之前，乔要扮成那个死去的猩猩。The more people he could attract, the more money he could earn. 他吸引的人越多，挣的钱就会越多。So he did all he could to attract the people's attention, and he drew big crowds on the first days. 于是他使出浑身解数来吸引观众，开始的几天他的确吸引了大群的人。However, the crowds gradually got tired of his swinging on tires and making faces. 然而人们逐渐对他在轮胎上荡秋千、做鬼脸失去了兴趣。He noticed that people were paying more attention to the newcomer, a lion, in the cage next to his. 他发现人们正把注意力投向他旁边笼子里新来的一头狮子。Not wanting to lose the attention of his audience, he climbed to the top of his cage, crawled across a partition, and dangled himself on top of the lion's cage. 为了不想失去观众的注意力，他爬到笼子的顶上，翻过隔网，在狮子的笼子顶上摇晃。He taunted the furious lion, which attracted an increasingly bigger crowd. 他调戏生气的狮子，吸引了越来越多的人观看。At the end of the day, the zookeeper gave him a raise for being such a good attraction. 一天下来，动物园的老板给他涨了工资，因为他做的太吸引人了。Then one day, when he was dangling himself over the line again, he slipped and fell into the lion's cage. 后来有一天，他正在狮子笼的上边摇晃，不小心滑了下去，掉进狮子的笼子里。The lion quickly pounced on him, and Joe found himself flat on his back under the angry lion. 狮子迅速扑向他，乔仰面朝天地被狮子按在了地上。He opened his mouth and had hardly had time to yell help when his mouth was blocked by the lion's paw. 他张开嘴，还没来得及喊出救命两个字，嘴就被狮子用爪子捂住了。Despairing for his life, he heard the lion say in low voice, Be quiet, or both of us will lose our jobs. 正在绝望之中，他听狮子低声地说，闭上嘴，否则我俩都得丢工作。